Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, this is Destiny with Customer and Support. Give me that call back that you requested. And if you need any further assistance, you may give us a call back at this number.
Hello.
Hi, this is Destiny with Customer and Support. Give me that call back that you requested.
Yes. What was your name again?
Destiny.
Destiny. Okay. I am having some issues here. Hold on one second. Okay, my issue is I put a stop on a payment of $50 some odd. Let me look at it. It said it was for the payment of $59.89, and it was supposed to be. I never knew what it was for, and that's why I disputed it with my bank. And I just got a letter, and my bank ended up paying you guys for this thing. And I never ordered a, what was it? It's a home gym thingy, some kind of machine. And it also says that I placed an order for a, it says fitness rowing machine, a hanging boxing ball, gym bag, balance board, and an elbow support. I am 55 years old. I have degenerative discs in my bag. I have a knee that gives out on me at any old given time with no warning. I've never received any such items at all. So I want to know what the heck is going on and what supposed evidence that they say that you guys gave the bank, and that's why the bank ended up paying it anyway, even though I put a block on it, because it's putting my bank account in a negative.
Okay, well, may I have your zip code so I can pull up your account?
95966.
May I have your first and last name?
Joseph. And they said it was, the order was placed by someone named Strawberry King. I have no idea who the heck is Strawberry King, because that's not mine.
Will you spell your last name?
Joseph.
That was Joseph?
Yes.
Will you spell your first name?
Catherine, Catherine.
And I am still here, just one moment.
Yeah.
Was a time when men knew how to follow this form of death which grows. Challenges swore fast and fear and went to know the day. And you, the mother, the matter, God has prophesied the animal. Okay. When is okay? What's the charge amount?
50. Oh, wait, let me go back to that page. The charge amount was for $59.89. And it says the date was 5/2 process. Oh, wait. Trans date 5/2/22, and then it says processing date was 5/4/22.
Okay, I'm not pulling up anything by your first and last name. Can I try your phone number?
Yes. Area code 530-534-5898.
Okay, that was 530-534-5898. And I'm still not pulling up anything by that. Will you spell your email for me?
My email?
Yes, ma'am.
Y, the letter Y, H-U-L-A, G-I-R-L, 67, at att.net.
Okay, so I did locate an account by that email. Will you verify your home address for me?
2438 Elgin Street, Orville, California, 95966.
Okay, just hold one moment. I did locate an account. Just bear with me. And I'm still here, just one moment.
Yeah.
Okay, so I do see here you have this meal plan with us, and it's showing that your account have been canceled already and disputed.
Wait, what meal plan? I haven't got no meal plan. And what about all that exercise equipment that they supposedly said I had?
Okay. Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, so ensuring that your account have already been canceled and disputed. It's basically a meal plan. It's an app that shows you an app. It's basically an app that shows you how to use real food to boost your energy.
Lordy. I never ordered any meal plans. I never talked to anyone about meal plans. Nothing about boosting energies.
It's basically an app that you're paying for, but it does show that you have already disputed that charge.
Okay. But my question is, I know I disputed it and everything, but my bank statement, my bank just sent me a letter stating that you guys sent them information that proved that I'm the one that did it. And I want to know what information was this, and it shows a list of products that I supposedly ordered and never received. And like I said, on this paper, in this paperwork, it was sent to the email address that was used was a Strawberry King. Wait, here it is. Strawberry King 4203. I have no idea who the hell is Strawberry King 4203, because that's not me.
Okay, just hold one moment.
Mm-hmm. So basically, my bank went and paid for it anyways, even though I disputed it and everything.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so basically, there is nothing they were able to do to your account at all. Because you have already disputed.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, I guess I have to call my bank back.
Because you have already disputed the charge, and there is nothing they were able to do to the account at all.
Well, like I said, I disputed it and everything, and I called my bank and told them what was going on and everything. So my bank credited me the $59 and some odd cents until we could get this thing resolved. Well, the bank, in my letter from the bank, said that your company or that company sent them evidence or information that I'm the one that purchase all this stuff.
So basically, when they refunded it back to you, you lost your dispute, so they probably billed you again.
Yeah, because my bank ended up paying because of them saying that they had the sufficient evidence stating that I'm the one that did this, that they went and my bank paid it anyways. So that put my account into a negative. But anyways, I'll call my bank.
Okay, was there anything else that I may help you with today?
Nope. Thank you.
And thank you for calling customer supporting. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.